Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know, my name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you. I'm trying to get here three times a week, but you know what? Life happens, man. And I just put out a show earlier this week, and I was going to go through the week and not do one, but something said, you know what? You got to do a show. So here I am. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm going to go way off format for this show. But if you like the show, and let me know. 304-506-3332, my text line. I don't know how you found it, but you found it for a reason. You're here for a reason. Our paths have crossed for a reason. I don't know what that is. Maybe you do. Maybe neither one of us know yet. But who knows? Might figure it out. And if you like the show and it does something for you, then spread the word. Spread the word. Get it out there. Tell people how this show helps you. And, you know, my words are different. I'm different than other podcasters because I don't feel like a podcaster. I'm just talking to you, man. It's not like I have a staff and a show and all. You know, I don't have all that. It's just me talking to you. Trying to figure out our way and trying to navigate our existence in this meat suit and figure out how we're going to get through this life and get to the next phase, right? Anyway, I digress. If you haven't got my book yet, I'm going to ask you right now, how come you don't have my book? Why don't you have my book? Even if you don't read it, you can put it in your bathroom and someone that comes to your house may pick up that book and read one of the chapters while they're relieving themselves and it could change their life because they're like 2-3 page chapters, quick read, and it changes people's lives. So if you haven't gotten the book yet, it's called The Positive Perspective. You can get it on Amazon if you want. If you want to support big tech, go ahead. I do. But if you want to get it directly from me and help me keep this show on the air because holy crap, the bills are coming due, and I can't even believe how much it costs to keep this show going now. Because, you know, there's no subscription fees. There's no nothing. It's all free. So anything you can do to help me keep this show going helps. And by purchasing a book or a shirt or a mug or a coaster or a keychain, whatever that is, or a hat or an embroidered shirt, it helps me keep this show going. That money goes to keep this show and pay for the hosting. And you can do that at bepositivepodcast.com. The slider will come in and you can order a regular book or you can order a personalized book. And I'm telling you right now, I'm awfully generous. If you've bought a book, a personalized book and even other merchandise, you're getting other stuff in there. I'm putting a bunch of goodies in there. It's a surprise. It's not just, you don't just get a personalized book. Whatever I got laying around here in my studio that has my logo on it, I stick in there and I send it to you. So if you want that, let me know. Just go ahead and go to bepositivepodcast.com. Grab the book, The Positive Perspective, or go to the merch and pick something up from the store. And whenever you buy something, I'm going to throw in extra stuff. You're not just getting what you buy. You know why? Because I'm so flattered that you support the show. There's almost 2.5 million people. God, that is so hard for me to say and fathom and understand that are listening to the show right now. And it just blows my mind. And so grab a copy of the book, grab some merchandise, keep this show on the air. All right. So, all right. What the hell am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? I don't even know what I'm going to talk about right now because I just know that I have to get this podcast out there to connect with you and figure out how we're going to get through today. All right. How do we get through today? Okay. Boom. I just named the show. Hold on. Let me type that out. Pause. I literally just stopped the recording and went and typed in that title so I didn't forget it. How do I get through today? Man, we've all been there. I mean, I'm Mr. Positive. They call me that at work, and it's like I'm always so positive, so happy, so carefree, and people maybe equate that to the 80s and being brain dead or whatever they want to say, but I'm happy. God dang it. But how do you get through the day? How do I get through today? And there's days when I wake up and it's like, you know what? I just want to call in sick. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do it. I'm going to lay in bed and I want to just pull the covers over my head and stay here until tomorrow. Have you felt that? Have you been there? Have you experienced that feeling to where you just don't want to do it anymore? Shit. We all have experienced that. And I'll tell you what. I've got both sides of that experience to talk about. On one hand, I've woken up and going, you know what? I don't want to go to work today. And I've laid in bed till dinner time and totally hibernated till dinner time and been okay with it. That's the scary part, is I've been okay with it. And it's okay to, I guess it's okay to do that. To, you know what? You don't want to deal with the technology. You don't want to deal with people. You don't want to leave your house. You just want to hibernate and not have anybody disturb you for a day. And you know what? I think that's okay. I really do. Because after I do that, I go, wow, I feel well rested, kind of sore from laying in bed for 14 hours. But you get up and you go, I wasted that day. I wasted that day. And when you think about it like that, how every day matters, you start to think, I'm not going to waste tomorrow. I'm not going to waste another day. I mean, granted, I mean, there's two sides of it. It feels good to just not do shit and to lay in bed and veg all day and hibernate and go through a whole day and not do anything and not be responsible, not answer anybody, not answer any questions, not make any phone calls, not look at technology. Maybe you scroll through Facebook a little bit, but you roll over and you go back to sleep. You take a nap and you wake up from your nap only to take another nap. And you know what? Sometimes, apparently, for me, my body needs that. Probably because I don't sleep near enough. That might have something to do with it. But there's times when it's like I can go a whole day not communicating with anybody, not answering my phone, checking my email, answering texts, looking at Facebook, just laying in bed, rolling over going, I could get up now and wake up. Or not. And I choose not. And I lay in bed. And you know what? That feels good. Then the next day, work comes around. You get up. You go to work. You're all refreshed. You feel good. You're all pumped up. And it's like, yeah, I got that whole day of rest. Boom. That's the approach I take. So I wake up and go, wow, okay. I wish I wouldn't have taken yesterday off because I could have gotten so much more done. But that rejuvenation really fills you up. But if you do that for a day and you wake up the next day and you go, oh, shit, I got to go to work. Crap. Same stuff, same thing. SOS, same shit, different day, all that stuff. And you wake up and you feel that way. Then you've wasted that whole day of resting. That whole day of isolation, that whole day of introspective reflection on who you are. Whether you wake up and you think about stuff, you go, okay, you can actually, if you're by yourself, you can actually learn a lot about who you are by taking some time away from everything that pulls your consciousness away from who you are. Your work, your relationships, your family, your kids, your extracurricular activities, the TV, media, internet. All that stuff that pulls you away from just going inside and actually enjoying, sitting down and enjoying the fact that you're in this meat suit and enjoying this physical manifestation of our consciousness. You know, and I say that and I remember that phrase because every moment I'm awake, I'm like, this is a physical manifestation of my consciousness, which is part of the collective, which is something that we have all forgotten of who we are. We're all the same. It's just the skin is just an outer shell. You could take a Volkswagen engine with a Volkswagen body and it's slow, take a Volkswagen engine, put a Porsche body on it, and it looks faster. Still the Volkswagen. I don't know where it was. I was going somewhere with that, but I kind of lost train of thought. And I was going to edit this out, but I'm not going to because I don't edit shit no more, man. Because you guys said you just want me to be real and do this the way I do it. And I think it's almost time for a live YouTube video podcast where I just talk for a little bit and you can call in. I got to get this stuff fixed so we can do that. But back to the show. I mean, the whole concept of how do you get through the day? How do you get through the day when you wake up and you go, I don't want to do it? You know, you have to. There's times when I lay in bed, I'm like, I don't want to do it. Don't want to get up. I'm going to call off. I can do it. I have the ability to do it. And then I argue with myself in my mind, and eventually I roll out of bed, hop in the shower. And then that day turns out to be a fantastic day or an eventful day or something that I'm so glad I didn't miss because I just laid in bed vegging. Now granted, those days are needed. But for the most part, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like, you know what, I can't get through today, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. It's easy to say, no, I'm not going to do it and give up and give in and just roll over and pull the covers over your head and take the day off. Especially if you can. If you can afford it or if your job allows those days. It's so freaking easy. But that is where the power, the self-power, the internal engine kicks in. To where you say, you know what? I could lay here and just veg and screw off all day. And if you think about that, there's two ways to think about it. As in, One way is, cool, I don't got to do shit. I'm just going to lay here and sleep. And sometimes you have to do that. But most of the time, you don't need to do that. The other option is to go, you know what? I could just lay here and sleep, or I can get up and get to my job and do the best and actually impress myself with the fact that I could have given up and I could have not gone to work today. Very easily, wouldn't have risked my job, wouldn't have risked anything. I take a day off and I hibernate, but I overcame that and I went out and I did my job and I went to my job and I woke up and I did it. And that energy that you feel from the accomplishment of getting up, taking the shower, brushing your teeth, doing your hair, putting your clothes on, putting on the smell good, hitting the car, driving to work, getting to work and dealing with people all day long. When you get there, you go, I didn't have to do this. I chose to do this. And then you really start to appreciate the power and the energy that you have. You'd be amazed. And as I reach over to the side of my studio here and take a sip of beer, I'm reminded of how fragile and how easily programmable our lives are. Just in the way that you think when you wake up. You know, there's times when my daughter says, oh, I'm not going to be able to wake up tomorrow. You know, I got to get up early. I'm not going to be able to do it. And I go, you're right. She's like, what? I said, you just said you're not going to be able to do it. So it's obvious you're not going to be able to do it. As opposed to saying, I need to get up tomorrow, and this is going to be tough, but I got to get up tomorrow, and I'm going to set a couple of alarms, and I'm going to do it. It's a whole different approach. And that starting your day, when you wake up, as soon as you realize you're awake, even halfway awake in the morning, when I realize it, when I'm in bed and I wake up and I'm my alarm has gone off, and I have the option of hitting snooze. You're turning it off. And I go, what kind of day is it going to be? Is it going to be a turn off, get up, and let's do this? Or is it going to be a snooze and go, I'm going to ease into this day? So either way, I get up. And I go, cool. And you know what? And I swear on my parents' graves that every day that I wake up, I go, cool. When I open my eyes and I realize that I'm alive, I'm like, cool. I get to do this again. I get to try this again and try to figure out and enjoy life a little bit more today. And that's my whole perspective. My whole positive perspective is to wake up and do good, be positive and be happy. And it's a choice, but you have to want it. So that's how you get through the day, man. That's how you do it. All right, that's it. That's all I got to say. Right now, Magic Mind is not sponsoring, not paying for the show. They're not paying for the advertisement. But I do want to say that that stuff, I'm doing double shots every day, and Magic Mind is really cool. I got no discount code for you or nothing, but the stuff really works. It really helps get your brain on track and helps you stay focused. Don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective, available on Amazon, or you can go directly to bepositivepodcast.com, click on the merch tab or click on the slider and grab your copy today. Remember, if you order through my website, you're going to get all kinds of extra goodies to go along with that book. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, if you're listening this far into the show and you've heard this message, and you're 16 minutes and 20 seconds into the show and you're still listening, then you should be supporting the show so I can keep doing this, because it costs a lot of money to keep this show on the air and I make no money. The hosting for the amount of files that I have up there and everything and all the merchandise, it costs a lot of money. And if you can help me by supporting the show, by buying a book, buying a personalized book from my website, or buying some merchandise, whatever you do helps me to keep this show on, because I'm telling you right now, the bills are coming due and I'm like, oh crap, I got to pay this stuff off. So how do I get through the day? I go, you know what? Let me get my listeners to help me keep this show on the air. All right. You guys can help me out. You're all over the world. There's over 2.5 million of you. If 5 of you respond and go to podomatic.com, you go to the link for the one of the podcasts, you can actually donate through PayPal. I'm going to come up with a page and a link that I'm going to put into the text somewhere, into the description, where you can actually donate $1, $5, $10, whatever it is, to help me keep this show on, because bills are going up, income's going down. So, and we're all in the same boat. So I appreciate every single thing you guys do. And when you buy a shirt or a hat, just know that I'm immensely grateful for you supporting the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.